Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I probably won't get to seven decades. That might be a little beyond natural law, but we're celebrating the third decade, and we love it. We love doing what we do, and I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here, and we love it because we get to hang out with people like Chad Mutray, one of our favorite folks, chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. It's just been so much fun to spend time with Chad and have him educate us on important things about the economy now, specifically about the manufacturing folks. Chad, you guys got a big anniversary coming up?
We do. So believe it or not, the NAM was founded in 1895 in Cincinnati. So we're coming up on our 125th anniversary next year, so 2020. So look for a whole slew of events next year, kind of under the banner of the Creators Wanted campaign. There's going to be a series of a huge road tour around the country with a lot of fun events. Remember, we talked about Manufacturing Day in the first segment. Just think Manufacturing Day on steroids.
Manufacturing year, right?
Yeah. And then it's all going to culminate in Cincinnati in September of next year. With kind of a South by Southwest kind of feel to it, but about manufacturing over several days. So they call the Making America Festival.
And is there a website for all this?
Creatorswanted.org. Is the website.
Creatorswanted?
.org.
Creatorswanted.org. All right, so check that out, folks. Yep. We're
currently doing a lot of fundraising. I think a lot of press was out there. We're raising at least $10 million to do it. It's a huge event. And I think the other thing to keep a note, obviously 2020 is an election year. So it allows us to continue to push the manufacturing message to the candidates, regardless of who they are. And hopefully they're talking about the issues that we care about.
I hope so. But I'll tell you, some of these people on the left, they don't seem to have a high value for businesses. I don't know. I don't understand how you in today's world, in this economy we have right now, how anybody could miss the fact that when you get out of the way of America's industry, America's Main Street and larger company businesses, good things happen. Chad, what do you think?
Well, I agree, I agree that both sides of the aisle appreciate manufacturing. I mean, both Democrat and Republican, at least they'll say good things about manufacturing. They all want to go into the manufacturers in their district, right? And so, it's a nice way to unite people around a manufacturing message. And at the end of the day, we're going to say, hey, this is what we support, and hopefully you are on board with us. So that's kind of the goal. And I think the bigger other goal, obviously, is the one we talked about with Manufacturing Day.
Right.
All these kids that are going to see manufacturing, and hopefully it'll change perceptions about
manufacturing employment. What is that looking like going forward?
So we talked about ISM and other data in the second segment. That puts a lot of pressure on tomorrow's jobs numbers. So I still think we're going to see really soft data on manufacturing employment, probably hovering around zero. We got 2,000 job openings in the ADP data that came out yesterday, probably something comparable tomorrow for manufacturing. We had 135,000 overall in the ADP data, so probably something in that range or 150,000.
But don't we still have to point out that there are million-plus manufacturing jobs going unfilled right now? I mean, there's another side to this story. This is not a single-faceted discussion. We still have, with all the bad news that's going on, we still have millions of jobs, manufacturing and otherwise, that can't be filled. That's part of the headwind, isn't it, Chad?
Even though we've talked about hiring slowing, the reality is we have an all-time high for job openings in manufacturing. And that's, again, as I noted earlier, it's
that
the
has
number
to
one
be counterbalanced
in
with the news, doesn't it?
It does. So it's a bit of a split screen between You know, what you continue to hear with regard to softer activity in general, and then obviously the fact that manufacturers are still putting job postings out there like crazy. So
that's like saying, it's like your kid saying, I'm hungry. And you're saying, well, don't you know how to open a refrigerator? There's food over there. You know, if there's job openings over there on the one hand, and on the other hand, there's nobody's hiring, you know, hey, let's get those. Do we need to balance that out? We at least need to balance it out before we talk ourselves into a recession, Chad. That's the point. Reason I'm bringing that point up. 10 seconds, last thoughts.
Well, we need to be proactive about trying to find ways to convince people to go into manufacturing as a career.
Yeah.
And that means some, you know, changing perceptions, making sure
exactly.
there's the right educational programs out there, et cetera.
Exactly. Hey, Chad, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks.
Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen, NAM.org is the website. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.